It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple for 2023, which is almost disappearing on us. It is Wednesday today, November the 22nd, middle of your working week. If you're wrapped up in negotiations at the moment on property, too late, of course, to buy now and be in before Christmas. I think that ship has pretty much sailed, unless you're doing something today. Otherwise, you're transacting for the new year. But hey, it's still good to buy the property before we get into 2024. And good morning if you are in Caloundra this morning, a very nice part of the Sunshine Coast. Plenty of people moving into Caloundra. And if you're interested in buying a unit, I can tell you that in Caloundra, the median price for units is hovering around that $661,000 mark. And if you are an investor, houses in Caloundra at the moment, rental market of around $610 per week. That is yielding an annual return of 3.4%. And in fact, we are taking you to Queensland this morning. We are catching up with our regular Varsha Daswani, the principal from SAI Real Estate Group. And good morning to you, Varsha. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast. As I say, the Caloundra market is proving to be very popular in 2023. It's an area that you are very much connected and intertwined with.
Yeah, 100%. Caloundra is definitely the hottest market at this point in time. And in this year, we have seen about, in terms of the median house price, $661,250 is the median house price. And we have seen a lot of investors wanting to move in. And as per our conversation previously as well, there are about 30,000 people that have moved from interstate, from Sydney and Melbourne in particular. And the majority of them have moved to Caloundra and Moffat Beach and nearby. That is definitely attracting a lot of interstate buyers.
Yes, the thing with the Sunshine Coast is really people are blessed with so many of these suburbs, these areas like Caloundra, Budrum, which is another one which we have talked about, and you've got Mooloola Bar, which we've talked about. So lots and lots of different choices for people, and I think that just makes the choosing that much easier, doesn't it?
For sure, yeah. They have got a lot to choose from. A lot of people do try to move to Mooloola and Maroochydore just because it has got the wharf, it has got, you know, everything is at just a walking distance, basically. And a lot of people choose to kind of be in the quieter places like Caloundra or Moffat Beach, where the morning starts at 5 o'clock and everything shuts at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a lifestyle choice. Like, people prefer where they want to be, whether they want to be somewhere where there's a little bit busier than Caloundra or Moffat Beach, or whether they want somewhere quiet and peaceful.
Now, one of the things that we have been talking about, probably for the last 2 or 3 months, is the way that people moved out to the regional areas and then they've started to move back into the cities. Have you found that there has been a little bit of this taking place on the Sunshine Coast, where somebody might have moved from maybe a Brisbane or even further afield like a Sydney, moved into the Sunshine Coast, and then after 12 months, 18 months have decided, no, I've got to go back to the city because I'm missing it too much?
Not really, to be honest. Once you are here in like Sunshine Coast, you don't look back. That's what I've seen. A couple of my friends are actually from Sydney, and only a few are moving there just because it's a choice, again, that they have to make. It's not something that they want to do, if that makes sense. There is more here in terms of the lifestyle, the people, the community, compared to, you know, going to busier states like Sydney or Melbourne or busier cities. There is more here.
All right, so there you go. Varsha is saying that once people move into the Sunshine Coast, they are not going anywhere. Well, stay right there, Varsha. We will come back. We will talk more property on your Real Estate Wednesday coming next.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated. Listen to expert perspectives with exclusive real estate conversations and supercharge your knowledge base with us.
Well, Australian real estate might face a double dip downturn. This is a prediction by SQM Research indicating falling prices and soaring listings due to rising interest rates. Now, the forecast expects most cities, they say, excluding Perth and Brisbane, to experience flat to declining prices in 2024. They say the surge in for sale listings witnessed in October signifies the trend, and they say despite population growth, rising unemployment and forced sales, property values might dip due to increased interest rates, prompting distressed sales. Well, we don't have too long to wait, of course, because 2024 is marching towards us.
It's the Main Centre Forecast.
Let's check on your weather. Let's hope that's a little bit brighter in Sydney. Good morning to you. Mostly fine and sunny today. Your expected high 25 degrees. Melbourne expects some cloud with fine periods. 20 is the forecast high for you. Brisbane cloudy with a chance of some rain. Your high 27. And it is going to be a scorcher once again in Perth. The winds are going to die down, but a mainly fine hot day, 39 on the mercury. So drink plenty of liquids if you are in WA. If you're turning a year older for November the 22nd today, happy birthday, many happy returns. Actor Jamie Lee Curtis is turning 64. Actor Mads Mikkelsen, he's turning 57. Mark Ruffalo is 55. And Scarlett Johansson is turning 38.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey.
And it is a Wednesday real estate morning, and we are back with Varsha Daswani, the principal from SAI Real Estate Group. First off, Varsha, I want to ask you about last weekend's auction clearance rate. How did they go?
So auctions have been the hottest topic of this month. This week's numbers are 36.3% higher than this time last year, when the weakest selling conditions saw 2,298 homes auctioned. And Sydney is expecting the busiest auction week of the year, with 1,169 auctions currently scheduled across the city. In Melbourne, is set to rise 22.3% this week, with 1,444 homes set for auction. And if you see it in Brisbane, it's 203 homes that is set to host the busiest auction market across the smaller capitals this week. This with scheduled auction numbers exceeding 200 for just the fifth time this year. Like, everything is in terms of how the property market is performing is monitored by auction. And this month has been the busiest month ever. And what the economists predicted just 12 months ago was completely opposite to what's actually happening. So that's a really good way we are ending this year on a really high note is what I can see here, which is really, really positive for the property market for sure.
Yes, who wants to be predicting the real estate property market? It is not an easy one to call. Now, as far as the commercial real estate, it is an area that you are deeply involved in. So what about the market performance over the last quarter of this year? How has that all sort of played out?
That has played out again very positively just in the last quarter. The sales recorded in the last 3 months to September 2023 recorded about 82 sales for a total of 268.8 million, and that was just in Queensland. And of this, 170.1 million was just for commercial, and 19.7 million was for commercial strata, and 28.8 million was for the retail. Like, from 3 months to June 2023, recorded about 8 sales for a total of 14.6 million. And of that, 5.7 million was for commercial, and 2.8 million was for commercial strata, and 0.4 million was for retail strata. So a commercial strata looks like really strong at this point in time. And in saying that, we have just sold a property that was in Spring Hill, which was in Brisbane CBD, and we have sold it for $50,000 higher than the market value of the property. And it was sold really quickly. The buyer was really keen, and it was in the medical precinct as well. Commercial strata seems to be really, really popular.
Well, it has been an incredibly busy year for 2023. I don't know how some of the real estate agents, how some of the real estate principals like yourself is able to just keep up with all the changing parameters across the year. And there have been so many of these that we have talked about. So I'm interested, because we are heading towards the end of 2023. What are some of the key things that you have noticed across 2023 that you'd like to talk about? Some of the key takeaways, if you like.
I think the one of the key takeaways would be property prices have actually kept rising for about 10 months in a row, despite of 13 interest rate rises, high inflation and reduced borrowing capacity. And that says it all, in my opinion. It's just like, what, again, coming back to what was predicted 12 months ago by the economists, it was just completely different. And they were talking about the world is coming to an end kind of a situation. But we have actually, if you think about it, we have grown 8% more in the year to date. So again, it's just incredible to see this kind of, you know, positive growth in the market space, in the property market space. In terms of the rents are still going up. It keeps on increasing, but more slowly for the remainder of the year. So it still is looking really strong, the rental market, and in the next year as well, I think it will still keep on growing. In terms of the property market in Brisbane, the Brisbane property prices have increased by 0.4% over the last week. And it increased 1.2% over the last month and are up to 11.1% year to date, and also 9.6% higher than they were in 12 months ago. So overall, it has been really positive for the property market, regardless of whatever was predicted. So never go on the predictions, I would suggest. Just, you know, keep your hopes high. And the property market is always looking strong as usual, Craig, at this point in time.
Yes, got to keep the hopes high, that is for sure. If we don't have optimism, we've got pessimism, and I know which one I prefer. All right, Varsha, I'll let you get out and enjoy your busy Wednesday. Once again, thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning. Talk in a few weeks' time.
Thanks, Craig.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
It's quite frothy. It's quite speculative in nature. Property prices are, in my view, at least 20% overvalued. Now, I think they're going to remain expensive over the next 3 to 5 years because of this undersupply. And I do fear that we're going to have a very difficult year next year in the residential property sector.
However, sort of the last few months, there really has been some purpose in people bidding. And that might be also because people are getting more confident in Brisbane with auction. The aggression and the amount of bids per auction certainly has risen quite substantially.
You're right. The fear of missing out is certainly a big aspect, because there's such a demand for those entry-level properties.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.